Are your kids at a house party? No, no, not the scary kind. The video app. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The number of teenagers using Facebook, that's been on the decline for years. They've migrated to Snapchat, Instagram, and about 20 million of them are over on House Party, a live video app where people drop in on each other and chat or leave video messages, and they can hang out with up to 8 people at a time. I know the name House Party sounds like kids doing I don't even want to know what on live video, but actually, co-founder and chief operating officer Seema Sistani told me she wants House Party to be for real personal connections and empathy. Literally, no filters.
You friend a group of people ahead of time, and when you open the app, it actually notifies them that you're there and you're ready to have a conversation. And so it sort of takes the emotional hurdles out of actually video chatting with somebody.
Why video? There are obviously inherent risks in interacting live on video, not to mention, you know, just bandwidth and appearance issues, you know. Talk to us about the value of video as a communication tool.
That's at the heart of the empathy and how we do that. You say appearance. Like, I want people to be proud of, you know, I woke up this way, right? And if the tool is just about you and the people you care about, you shouldn't need filters, right? You shouldn't be trying to project yourself as content. You should just be there to have, like, affirmation from a qualitative perspective, not validation by numbers. And I really hope that, like, we have a generation that grows up knowing the right reaction to sadness, not just the right emoji.
So talk to me about how that's reflected in the product design. Like, I assume that you're getting rid of things like likes and little hearts that pop up on the screen and things that feel sort of addictive and engaging as opposed to authentic.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not getting rid of it. We just never even built it. There's no, you know, feed. It's been built by design to promote the human connection and just showing up. We just want it to be as easy as showing up and being able to connect with people you care about. And I see that with my kids. You know, our daily habit is during dinner time. So my family's in Alabama, my husband's family's in Virginia, my best friends are in Chicago. And we just open it up and it's whoever's there, but it's a predetermined group of people that I've decided that I've friended. And my son now has like a very meaningful, my daughter have a very meaningful online relationship with these people. And that's not something you can do asynchronously. It's not something that you can do in a newsfeed. And I'm not saying that those things shouldn't exist. There's a world for them. I just think that we can all do a better job of time well spent.
That's Seema Sistani, co-founder and chief operating officer at House Party. As for how you make money off empathetic and real interactions, Sistani said the company will have monetization news in January. We spoke at Fortune's Most Powerful Women Next Gen conference last week in Southern California. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll talk with more powerful women from Amazon and millennial media powerhouse Now This. And now for some related links. Happy Monday, everyone. You might have noticed the press blitz for CES is starting. That is, of course, the big tech extravaganza in Las Vegas in early January. And if you're in the media, especially whether you've registered or not, you're getting emails. And it's kind of my favorite time of year because you find out fast who in the tech world is going to CES and who would like to get off this PR roller coaster. Will Oremus at Slate has changed his Twitter handle to Will Oremus is not going to CES. Rachel King from Fortune tweeted an all-caps plea for peace. She's not going either. A quick search of not going to CES on Twitter turns up some hilarious results. One enterprising PR person even created a spreadsheet of tech journalists who aren't going in hopes that they will be removed from the press emails. As for me, oh, I'm going. Email your little hearts out. I already set up my Outlook filter. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. And the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.